Where's the snow? Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, weather watchers are wondering if there will be much snow this season across the country. So far, we haven't had very much. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
About a third of the nation's in the midst of the coldest wave of the year, in some places the coldest in several years. However,
we're certainly not seeing the snow with this cold outbreak.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Ribby, my 12-year-old daughter's upset. Not enough snow last season for sledding or getting out of school. Nothing so far this year. Ribby says snow depths all over are minimal.
We can't find a whole lot of snow at this point in the winter. Only 5 inches, one of the higher depths that we're seeing up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And across the Midwestern cities, we're still waiting for any significant snow in Chicago, and other snow depths across the Midwest include just an inch at Omaha and Des Moines, an inch in Lansing, Michigan, and an inch in Cleveland, Ohio. You really can't find a whole lot more depth than that.
By the weekend, the Midwest and on through the Northeast should get some precip, either sleet, freezing rain, or snow, but not a lot of any of it. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, as farmers begin to consider what and where they're going to plant this year's crops, they're also considering soil moisture levels in their fields. And according to the latest U.S. drought monitor, there are still several counties in West Tennessee and even a few in East Tennessee that are still considered abnormally dry. If you recall, last summer, most of the state was registering in the extreme category, and some even in the exceptionally dry category. Well, you might think we just had a lot of rain over the last few weeks, but still, many areas of the state are in need of some more rain. Good thing is, above average precipitation is expected for much of Tennessee over the next several days. Unfortunately, not much probability that that falls as snow. Maybe that will come in February and hopefully help get our water tables filled back up by spring planting time. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.